Good morning. This is NPR in Milwaukee, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. It's 8:41. I'm Rachel Owens. Education took center stage at the state capitol on Tuesday. Lawmakers worked into the night and passed a huge expansion of Wisconsin's school voucher program early this morning. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins us in the studio with the details. Good morning, Marty. So what all happened yesterday?
Well, Rachel, the Joint Finance Committee took up all of Governor Walker's budget proposals related to education. Panel members even threw in a few proposals that weren't originally in the governor's budget. When all was said and done, the committee approved a full restoration of the $127 million cut Governor Walker made to K-12 public schools. Then, in the second year of the budget, the committee added $100 per student in funding.
And what did they do with the voucher schools?
A lot. The panel voted to cap enrollment in the statewide school voucher program at no more than 1% of a district's population. It's a change from Governor Walker's proposal to lift the 1,000-student enrollment cap entirely. The committee also lumped in a bill that would create a voucher program for special needs students, an idea that's been floated and rejected several times in the past few years. The special needs voucher program would operate much like the open enrollment program for public schools. In addition, the panel stuck in another bill that wasn't in the governor's original plan, and it's created a lot of buzz in the past week. That is, the Milwaukee County Executive would appoint a commissioner who would take over the worst-performing Milwaukee public schools. Those schools could be converted to voucher or independent charter schools.
And I understand that there was a lot of opposition to each of these initiatives.
Yes, there was. The group Disability Rights Wisconsin implored residents to contact their lawmakers and oppose the special needs voucher program, saying it would take away too much money from public schools. Also, Democrats spent the night introducing amendments in an effort to modify or dump parts of the plan, but to no avail. A couple of other noteworthy items: the state superintendent would be prohibited from forcing local school districts to adopt Common Core academic standards, and high school students would be required to pass a civics test in order to graduate.
So what happens next?
The Joint Finance Committee will meet again on Thursday to tackle other parts of Governor Walker's budget. Then the entire amended spending plan will go to the full legislature in June.
Wow, that is a lot. Thank you very much, Marty.
You're welcome, Rachel.
WUWM's Marty Michelson. And you can follow this story and other news that we're covering on our website, wuwm.com.